Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. And beloved, God is in the miracle working business. Praise God. Thank you for joining me. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. We're heard on this station every day at this same time, Monday through Friday. And we have been sharing this week a simple message found in three of the Gospels, and that is with Jesus in a storm. It's an account of Jesus traveling across the Sea of Galilee, and he's weary and tired from a day of teaching, and he falls asleep in the stern of the ship. And very suddenly a storm arises. And this is not such an unusual thing because of the geographic situation of the Lake of Galilee. There's hills and valleys, and there's like a wind tunnel effect of the wind. And so storms can arise very quickly. And in this particular situation, a furious storm arose. And Jesus never woke up with all the howling of the wind and the tossing of the waves, and the ship, as a small craft, probably was going to and fro. He never woke up. And at least seven of the disciples were experienced seamen, and they were doing their best, but it was such a furious storm that the ship was in danger of capsizing. It says in Mark, the ship was full of water. And so they waited to the last moment when their expertise failed, when they had done all that they could do in the natural, and they called out to Jesus and they awakened him and they said, "Master, we're perishing. Don't you care?" And Jesus arose and rebuked the wind and the waves. And it was supernatural, the calm that came, because even as a storm could suddenly rise and be whipped up quickly, normally, even if the wind ceases, there's still some surface turbulence, if you will, of the waves, but it was utterly and completely calm. And of course, it probably was a demonic stirring, a demonic storm. And Jesus demonstrated his authority as the Son of God and the Son of Man. He spoke forth those words, "Peace be still," and they were calmed and they wondered, and they obviously were in a process of discovering who this man was. They marveled at him. It's like, what kind of man is this? The wind and sea, the waves obey him. And as we go on further in the gospel, Peter was able to say, in the 16th chapter of Matthew, when Jesus asked, "Who do men say that I am?" he was able to say, "Thou art the Christ." And so it is in our life, beloved. The storms that we go through are to increase and verify our conviction of who Jesus is, that He is the Lord of life. He is master of all of nature, and beloved, He is master of your life. And the Lord strongly impressed, I want to go on and continue in the message, but I just can't do that because I sense strongly there are those of you listening to me that are bound by a spirit of fear. The spirit of fear has been coming against you. Beloved, it can come in many forms. It can come as full-blown, terrifying fear. It can be a bad report in terms of a loved one, or a medical diagnosis in terms of your own health and condition. It can be anxiety, something you've heard in terms of your work situation, you know, talks of laying off and they're going to downsize, and concern for loved ones. Sometimes it's an amorphous kind of fear, even David said, "Why art thou troubled, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me?" Sometimes we feel an oppression, and with that oppression, there's a dread. It's not just heaviness of spirit. So this fear that we can experience at times, and sometimes it's absolutely demonic, just like this storm, this fierce, dramatic storm that the disciples were experiencing. It's an anxiety. It's a low-key sense of dread and stress and anxiety, and all those are various forms of fear. And John is very clear in his epistle. In 1 John, it says, "Fear has torment. There's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. He that feareth is not made perfect in love." And beloved, all of us are becoming into a place of being perfected, and so our love is not perfect. But His love, beloved, will cast out all fear. Therefore, will we not fear, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea? Can you imagine that? An earthquake of that dimension where mountains are tumbling down into the sea? We will not fear, though the waters roar thereof and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. We will not be afraid of natural disasters and catastrophes because our God is with us, or for the trials and the battles and the storms of life. And right now, I want to pray with you because you are being tormented, you're being oppressed, you're being just burdened down. If it's not for yourself, it's for loved ones. And I want to come against this tormenting spirit of fear, and I'm going to pray. And I want you to agree with me so you can be set free right now. Beloved, there's power in agreeing prayer. So Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come to you in that authority that you have given us. Jesus spoke peace to that terrifying storm the disciples were facing. And Lord, there are fearful circumstances your beloved is experiencing right now. Lord, it doesn't matter what it is. It's what's in their heart. They're troubled. They're distressed. They're in fear. In some cases, there's terror. In some places, there's just a disquietness. They're troubled, and they're cast down, and they're anxious, and they can't even identify what's going on. But Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I come against that spirit of fear that would oppress your beloved. And I release, Father, the peace of God. Peace be still. We cast off every demonic influence. We take authority over every single thing and strategy the enemy was doing against your beloved. And Father, I speak peace right now. Lord, concerning the works of your hands, command me, Father, you said. And so, Father, we release your intervention. We release your operation and your intervention in their lives that you will undertake, that you will move. Father, we rebuke sickness and disease and bad reports from the doctors. And we thank you, Father, that you're a miracle working God. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You healed hundreds of years ago when you walked the face of this earth, and you're a healer and a miracle worker today. You are the Lord, you change not. For the Lord would say, "My beloved, fear ye not. I am your God. I have called you by your name, and you are mine. Does not my word declare, when you pass through the waters, that I will be with thee? And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, and you are precious in my sight. And I have loved you with an everlasting love. And even at this moment do I cause you to know, yea, beyond a shadow of a doubt, with every certainty, with an absolute conviction, that I am for you, and I am moving in your behalf. And you shall not fear the evil report. You shall not fear the arrow that flieth by day or the terror by night. For I am your God, and I shall move in your behalf. And because you have set your love upon me, I will deliver you. Fear not, for you shall see the hand of the Lord move in your behalf, and you shall give me praise. For as you stood in faith and praised me in the moment of trial and in the moment in battle, when everything around you says to give up, because you have stood faithful, you shall see the hand of the Lord move mightily in your behalf, and you shall praise me, and you shall rejoice, for you shall know, as never before, the faithfulness of your God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Every bit of that fear, every bit of tension, every bit of stress, leaving right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for it. I thank you for the peace of the Holy Spirit descending right now. Absolute peace and quietness. Quietness in their heart, quietness in their spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Thank you for it, Lord. Amen. Well, there's not a lot of time left. As we've been sharing the message this week, there are some very important lessons we need to learn. And the first lesson is that just as the disciples learned they had embarked with Christ on a journey, they got into that boat and he said, "Let's go to the other side." Beloved, we're going to that other side, that heavenly haven. Amen. They were especially privileged because, being his disciples, they actually had his physical presence. The other boats that Mark says were coming along and joining them, they didn't have his physical presence. But beloved, we've accepted him as Savior. We can have him with us always. Everyone, whosoever will, can have Jesus with them now. When the storms of life arise, how important it is to have Jesus with you. We need to get him in the calm weather, as the disciples did. Don't wait till you're ready to capsize. Many think, when things are good, they don't bother about the Lord. But when things get difficult, then they realize their need of him. Let Jesus direct your boat. Let him direct your path across that sea, and you will have no reason to fear, for he's with you, and he'll calm every storm that arises, because when the storms arise, he also arises to speak peace. Amen. Praise God. Well, with the Lord's help, we'll conclude this message and look at other lessons he would have us to learn from this passage of Scripture. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. You don't have to write much. If you email, please share your mailing address so I can get back with you personally, although I will confirm receipt and pray. I love you. I thank you for joining me today. And UCM Partners, I thank you for your faithful partnership and your prayers. And Radio Family, I also pray for you every day. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass A. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.